Tim, welcome back. And Tim is here. Tim, we have lots of news to cover. There's two major stories. Bill Clinton is now ahead, according to the Rasmussen poll, 5 points ahead of Hillary, or I call her Hitlery Rotten Clinton. And, of course, her corruption is now reaching the high heavens. As I say, if she was standing in a latrine or in a septic tank, it would have gone over her head by several meters.
How could you tell?
Well, you can tell because you can't see the top of her head anymore because she's so full of it. And the other thing is that we're seeing also this activity that happened to this airliner that fell in the Mediterranean. I know they're trying to spin it to the so-called a terrorist activity, but to be honest with you, if you'd figure if they're going to do terrorism on Americans, they'd probably hit an American airliner. They can't get through the security that well because it's tightened up here, but just like the airliner that got attacked in Egypt before, remember that airliner that got crashed? There was a Russian airliner, the Su-24, I think it was. It was again in Egypt where I think it was attacked, wasn't it? So it would not surprise me. Basically, to me, tourism in Egypt is dead if you're flying in or out of there because they have no security. And the terrorists, which are, by the way, they have a lot of Al-Qaeda and ISIS there, can easily get in there and put a bomb in the wheel well or inside the aircraft. You know, if you're a tourist and you're going to Egypt, you better say your prayers, rabbit. You're going to die.
Well, I've had friends that have gone there, and quite frankly, there's not any way on earth I'd want to go there. I mean, I would love to see the pyramids and the belly of the king,
Since we've screwed it up, and actually Obama has threatened the Egyptian government to release the terrorists and the other people before the Muslim Brotherhood. And by the way, Umma Abedin is the Muslim Brotherhood's daughter of the woman who actually was one of the founders of it. This is the first lady, if Hillary Clinton got into the White House, would be Umma. And she didn't have proper security clearance to get access, so that when they put this hard drive in a broom closet with money from their own foundation, I mean, Hillary's going down. I mean, if they don't prosecute her, let's put it this way. If Mr. Comey does not prosecute her, he's going to have a lot of agents walk. And number two, he probably...
And not only that, I mean,
Trump
is going to eat her alive.
Let me finish, Tim. What's going to happen is next year, not only will Hillary Clinton be prosecuted, but also Mr. Comey of the FBI, if he doesn't prosecute his job. He'll be fired or worse. And so Comey should know that his own neck is on the chopping block, because if he doesn't prosecute her, President Trump will be in. I can guarantee that now, that Trump is going to be the next president, and he has enough security around him. They're not going to assassinate him. And if they do assassinate him, we're going to have an internal revolution here. And all these guys that have their own private security, like governors and people around the country that are in what we call deep in the left or right side, I call the Democrat crappic side or the Republic crappic side of the snake party, is what I call them, they better run for cover, because we're going to go and get them. It's not going to be funny what'll happen if they assassinate John F. Kennedy's the two. I call him Donald Trump. So don't even think of it. You think of it, you can imagine the firestorm.
Well, I think they want to avoid it. That's why I believe.
Well, they can imagine the firestorm that we're going to do on them
within the next probably.
Within the next few days to a week or two. That's why they bring out this. I can't believe that they actually did this. They actually say, "Oh, by the way, we'll just transfer the votes over to Joe Biden, they call it Cheshire Cat, and Elizabeth Warren." And Warren is arrogant as hell. I mean, this woman is so far left; it's like ridiculous. What I think was going to happen is that you're going to see Trump go in and he's going to start cleaning house. And as he cleans house, he's going to find a lot more rat's nests than he probably thought in the first place.
We need a house cleaning like you wouldn't believe. I personally think we need to start indicting people for every maximum offense we can, and start convicting and hanging a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Or how other the federal government executes people. Because, I mean, when you go back to 9/11, we're talking about over 1,000 deaths. That's mass murder. It's also treason. And I think it qualifies under the very narrow definition of treason in the Constitution. There are multiple things. I mean, the Clintons have all kind of dead bodies around them. Obama has a few. Certainly the Bushes have a number. I mean, this is the criminal element at the very top. And because their supporters, the globalists, the global banking cartel, the Khazarian mafia, owns the newspapers, owns the TV stations, they've gotten by with it. What they don't own is the alternative news media. This was the one thing they didn't really figure on.
Yeah,
it's kind of like the Gutenberg press, you know,
but you know what?
Blindsided them.
Tim, what they don't understand, and this is these people are evil ones, they think they're the only ones that can perpetrate violence. And I'm going to tell you out there, you evil ones, the response of just and good people to your vile evilness is a lot more violent, a lot more destructive, a lot more damning than what you think you can muster with Satan. We're coming for you. And we're going to get you eliminated politically, and if we're going to get you into prison, and if you try to take us on, we're going to take you down, and we're going to arrange an appointment for you to have a meeting with Jesus or Satan or Allah or whoever you believe in. You're going, okay? And we need people to understand this. This is not optional. If we don't stay involved, I think that people have to understand being a believer, I call it a believer in the way, which is what Jesus taught, Yeshua HaMashiach, Emmanuel, one with God knowledge, is we have to stand in the way of evil and stand up to it. If we simply stand up to it like Donald Trump and we actually become an example and say, look, we're also going to steer Trump so he can't make statements that he can't do. And there's a couple of them that need to be revised. The first thing, he can't deport people who are anchor babies. Number two, he can't build a wall and fix things that's going to stop the illegal drugs when he has to deal with the CIA, the Department of Injustice, and the FBI that are bringing in the drugs. He can't think that he's going to fix the trade deals when everybody say he's threatening a trade war when he has no intentions of it. He has to abolish all these stupid trade deals that are in the works right now, like TTIP and TTP, because they're basically going to put it up to a international court that makes the government completely vestigial.
Well, certainly the one that involves Europe is not going to fly. The Europeans...
The Asian one won't work either. And this idea that somehow if you have a trade treaty, the Chinese will honor patents. Are you out of your mind? why do they believe this?
They have a long history of ignoring what they want to ignore.
I got a simple solution for it. Number one, they have all kinds of trade and blocks to make sure that you can't sell our products into China. They do this on purpose. And then they dump our products on our thing without any tariffs or whatever. So I would have all kinds of interlocking things. I also wouldn't allow all these students to come here. I wouldn't let all these students come here either, thinking that all these students can just kind of arrive in America. So sometimes you go to the University of Southern California, 45% of the student body are from Beijing, China. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we within the last 2 days, we have slapped some taxes, we're calling them, as opposed to tariff, on imported road steel from China. They were selling it so much cheaper than we could make it for. But that's a rare event, a very rare event. We've had people at the top that are really anti-American, anti-Christian, anti-Western values, anti-our culture, and they've been destroying this country systematically for far too long. And there's no point in putting up with it anymore. We constantly have this politically correct crap shoved down our throats. The latest, I've got some artwork. It says it shows a picture of President Kennedy and a picture of President Obama side by side. And it says, May 1961, President John F. Kennedy, we well put men on the moon. May 2016, President Barack Obama, we well put men in women's restrooms.
That's,
it may be
that's
a diversion,
so,
but I'll tell you, this libtard thinking that we see is so ludicrous, and it's so opposed to the values that way over 90% of Americans
Tim,
have.
Tim, you think of when you overstretch your power, which he doesn't have, this is simply a distraction. The fact is, Obama's doing this because the financial network that he's involved with protecting is crumbling down. The Federal Reserve, for example, they talk about the Brexit, which is Britain exiting the European system. Do you know how many employees they have over there?
Which, unless they really steal the election, they're almost certain to do, because they're having a referendum on it very soon.
Yeah, well, of course, if that referendum happens and they leave the banking in London, which is the main banking center of the world, more so than even New York City, and the gold-backed London Bullion Exchange, people don't understand how London is the center of banking and the gold bullion in the world. And and what's really dangerous is people don't understand that the British are in a panic over this because they want to maintain control over the euro in Europe without even having their currency. They have the British pound sterling. It's just the British Empire, stupid. It's like you look at the number of nations, and I think it's, what is it, 57 nations within 183 that are in the United Nations are all former Commonwealth nations. They still have control through the matrix of their power and control and the secret orders.
And Queen Elizabeth is queen, has status 17 of them.
Yeah, but all of the people have to understand it's transmitted through the secret orders all through these nations. The secret orders, whether they're in religious or political circles, control these nations through the corporations and the political machine, and it's still under the control of the British Empire and the Queen. People need to know that.
I don't think the Queen is that important.
No,
I'll tell you who's important. The Rothschilds are the important.
Well, yeah, remember, she's a titular head. The Rothschilds are working as a proxy. They're maintaining it.
No, they're not her proxy. No, no. They're on top. She's not on top. Believe me, I've dealt with her multiple times.
I know what you're saying, but I'm saying they use her as a titular head. You're right. Since the Napoleonic Wars, the Rothschilds have been manipulating world currency. George Soros, for example, is wanted for warrants for his arrest if he arrives in Britain because he destroyed the British currency and stole billions of British pounds sterling.
Did a little thing like betraying his own people to the Nazis. I mean, I'm really surprised that they let the man live, but he is protected by the Rothschilds because he's one of their chief operatives.
Exactly.
They select people without conscience. They select psychopaths and put them in positions of power because they can control them. And, these psychopaths kick up to them. They understand. They're the head psychopath, and they follow their orders. But everybody else, they put the thumb in the eye because, that's what they enjoy doing. I mean, we are talking about thick, psychopathic, demonic-influenced people at the top.
Right.
And how's it working out for America? You know, we got over 100 million people working age completely without jobs.
Right.
Real income for the middle class has gone down since the 60s.
Right.
I mean,
Tim, I want to cover some of your stories here, and we're going to do a recap later. Saudi Arabia providing banned chemicals to ISIS. Man, this is with the blessing of the Obama administration, NATO, and the
Oh, Obama's. Well, the Obama administration, of course, would deny it, but of course they are.
Well, you can document it, right?
Yeah. For all the BS we have heard about we're fighting ISIS, it was the United States CIA and Israeli Mossad that formed them. If they're injured, they fly them to Israel for treatment in Israeli military hospitals. They're based in Turkey and in Jordan, particularly in Turkey. They're funded by Saudi Arabia and Qatar. The British government, by the way, just announced a defense treaty with Qatar. This is all this Khazarian mafia global banking cartel cesspool, and this evil giant octopus with his tentacles everywhere. This is war. This is what they do best, is war, death, and destruction. And look what the Saudis are doing in Yemen, and we have more
they're,
and
they're
more
not succeeding,
of this
though.
All the time.
They're not succeeding. In fact,
of Yemen are actually whooping them in their multi-billion-dollar high technology.
Now, let's talk about Bill Clinton and the R word, or rape, is now being introduced. I don't think Donald Trump is like what I call the geopolitical and social mixed martial artist of the century. And if Hillary Clinton thinks that her and her all her witchy ways is going to take on this very high-level, I would call white order mason, otherwise known as Donald Trump, she's got another thing coming. He's going to go rip her guts out legally, politically.
Well, that's what he's already beginning to do. See, by going, they know from polling that a lot of women don't particularly like Donald Trump. Part of it is he's been married three times now. Each wife is younger and more beautiful than the last. He's about 70. His wife's what, in her late 30s? She was actually wealthy in her own right.
She's actually 45. And she's
45,
also,
well, she doesn't she's, look it. She looks 35.
Yeah,
she's
no,
stunning.
You can send her a complimentary letter. There you go.
Well, anyway, a lot of women are put off by that. So Hillary, you know, oh, she's a woman. She's the woman's candidate. Well, let's examine that is basically what Bill Clinton is saying, or Donald Trump is saying. Let's look at Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, and there are over 30, 40 women now, have sworn testimonies that Bill Clinton either raped them or sexually molested them. And in many, many cases, Hillary Clinton intimidated them, had them followed by private investigators, threatened them, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, this is now beginning to come out, and it should come out, because, hold it, all of a sudden it says, well, hold it now. Bill's raping people, and he's molesting them, and Hillary is covering it up and intimidating these poor women. All of a sudden, Hillary is not this pristine, wonderful woman's candidate. She's a monster covering up her husband's multiple rapes and sexual harassments for decades.
Right. But by the way, also, it's not just a matter of cover-up.
You know what Bill Clinton, you know what Donald Trump should do if the next debate during the general election, if Hillary's on the ticket? He should come right out and say, Hillary, you know, it's 2016, and you can talk about these things and say them. With all the reports and everything, I think you should tell the American public, are you or are you not a lesbian?
Yeah, but that's diversion. That's...
I don't know.
We're on the track.
It's a legitimate factor in election. She's running for president. Who's going to be the first lady?
I agree, but let's
going to be her Arab... girlfriend,
Tim,
whose father was deeply involved with brotherhood.
Tim, you're on a different track, okay? The first thing you need to deal with is, number one, she didn't just harass people. She had people stalking these women. She was threatening with death. People need to know she actually did, in some ways, psychologically worse than Bill did physically to these women. He was biting their
lips. Yeah, she raped them psychologically.
She didn't, and she scared some of them, like, for example, Sally Miller. She scared her to leave, actually, the country to go to China to work. Then there's the fact that she's a lesbian. Apparently, according to Bill Clinton and the reports of Sally Miller, unless she was high on cocaine, she didn't have sex. And the woman aborted two babies, and the only reason why she had her current daughter is because it was, quote, good to look politically that she had a daughter.
And, of course, it wasn't Bill Clinton's. They decided to have a child because of
Guy Webster, or whatever his name is.
Yeah,
Webster
and
Hubble.
The political experts told him, you know, you're going to have to use his last name, and you're going to have a child if you want to be president of the United States. Now, by the way, according to the latest interview, this is the one she did after you and I interviewed her.
Right.
She says that Bill Clinton. Anytime he tried to touch his wife's breast, she had absolute fit. And she says, if you want a nurse, go back to your mommy. I mean, is that a little weird?
Yeah, well, you got to understand what the woman is, okay? She's a product of sex magic rituals and human sacrifice from her witchy and warlocky family that have been high-level satanic masons for many centuries in the United Kingdom. That's what Hillary Clinton is.
Well, that's sad, but why should we elect her president of the United States?
Because she's the highest-level female witch in the Western world, and because she's the daughter of Satan.
Well, why don't we just burn her at stake instead of electing her president?
What she wants to do is she wants to destroy America and kill many Americans and make it a globalist zone and bring in Muslim terrorism so eventually they can have the mark of the beast come from the United States with its advanced technology. A lot of people try to say that America's finished, America doesn't have power. I want to revise it in your mind out there, and this is for you, Russia and China. There is no nation or collective of all nations on Earth that can take on America, either through cybernetic artificial intelligence, space-based weapons, or advanced technology. America is centuries ahead of anybody else, Russia and China included. Yeah, China's building aircraft carriers and so on, and if they're fighting an enemy in the 20th century, that might work. America has 22nd century weapon systems. So I'm going to tell you, and this is going to quote a four-star general underground at Falcon on July 10th, 1994, they can activate their space-based weapons and everybody in Beijing will die in seconds without firing one missile or one bullet. Okay, so you out there, if you think you can take on America, and that's why I'm very frightened of a bad leader. If we have a bad leader like Hillary, so she can force the mark of the beast in the whole world.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Truth, more issues delved deeper. As I say, Tim, you and I are what I call world news pathologists. We're down in the what's called the autopsy room of the news. We had our bone saws, our spreaders, we have our buckets and everything. So we're pulling out internal organs of the news. We're weighing them. We're looking at the pathology. We're sectioning them. We're looking down the bone marrow and the guts of what's going on here. And people need to understand the statement you have one of your links here is, during an interview today, Bill Clinton's rape accuser, Juanita Broderick, suggested that the New York Times spend the same amount of energy investigating claims of sexual assault against Bill Clinton that the newspaper put into the probing of Donald Trump's alleged past treatment of women. This is sickening. The media is committing what I formerly call a media harakiri. They're killing themselves because anybody, now most young people that are millennials, they do not respect or go to the regular news media. That's why we have to get our show on the podcast. That's why I strongly recommend all of their hosts on Republic Broadcasting do that. And then we also have to have good quality information that empowers people, tells them the truth. because they're not getting in what I call newstainment. I call it the snooze-tainment, where they're putting people's brains to sleep. On your blog, on this show, on all of the things we try to present, we want to tell people the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And what I see happening is disgusting. It's so disgusting, it makes me nauseated to think what they talk about in the news. And, you know, the latest stuff here, the Chinese fighter jets intercept U.S. spy planes over the South China Sea. This is more posturing. If China tried to take on America, I can tell you from my contacts in South Korea, in Taiwan, and Japan, China will cease to exist in 12 minutes. 12, not a half an hour, not 45 minutes, 12 minutes, and they will cease to exist. And people don't know that. These Chinese have what's called unreasonable hubris. The same with the Russians. The Russians have very advanced weapons. They can't sustain a war for more than a tiny front, more than so many months.
No, but what they can do, after they're dead, their bioweapons can spread hell. And also when the Russians leaked the story about their robotic submarines with very powerful thermonuclear
bombs. Yeah, you're talking about tsunamis, but... I talked to my friend in New York recently, Jim, and I said, you know, how far are you in and away from what's called the tsunami zone? You have to be above 1,000 feet, and you have to be at least 100 miles in from the coast. In terms of surviving bioweapons, we have antipathogenics, our special, we call weapon systems that will protect you, like our NIOSH masks, our Allicin-Med, Neutrodyne, Silver 100. There's no pathogen, including a bioweapon, that will survive these. We can kill everything. So when everybody is being fear-mongered, like the latest movie, Armageddon, by Mr. Maloof, or World Nest Daily, I'm angered by this. You know why? Because he's trying to scare Americans to think, oh, they're going to knock out all the power. It's fear porn. And it disgusts me, okay? I do not want to see problems that are presented as if it's going to happen when there's no way it's going to happen. And I can tell you that right now, the Russians and Chinese are not stupid. They'll kind of save a rally because they want a better financial deal. And or remember, now Trump's going to work out deals where it's going to be win-win. For example, with China, if I was to have this list, I'd say, okay, China, you need to stop using dirty coal and pumping it into the troposphere without washing. You need to let our businesses come and sell our stuff in your country. We're going to let you get more oil from the South China Sea with U.S. companies and so on, so we'll both benefit. And we're going to sell you oil and natural gas from Alaska so you stop polluting the atmosphere. And we're going to even bring in some of your engineers to help you get light rail set up here because you have a good light rail system. But we're going to build those things in America with American jobs. And we're going to both win-win, and we're going to stop this saber-rattling foolishness, because I think Trump could make some deals, the same way the Russians want to get just away from an energy economy only. Russians are smart. Their scientists are good. They're well-educated, high school and university. What's going on is we should be natural allies on Earth rather than natural enemies. But it's the banks
that create
enemies.
Well, there's no reason. After the fall of the Warsaw Pact, there was no reason to continue NATO, and a lot of people at the time said so.
That's why Trump says they need to refurbish NATO to get rid of extreme Islam. The fact is, Islam is not compatible with Western culture. We need to have a post-Islamic religion that comes after Islam. Because Islam, following Muhammad and all this stuff, is dangerous, deadly, and it's like Bill Warner says, is Islam light or Islam? It's just Islam. There's no such thing as a difference. The ones that are passive and beaten down by Sharia law...
is wonderful, it seems like.
Yeah, he's an idiot, he's a moron, he's a Satanist, he's a devil. That's the thing I can say about the man.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tim, here's the world of 2020. We talked about this yesterday with Leo Zagami. He'll be back on, I think, June the 2nd, which is a couple weeks from now. And number one, here's the world they want to create. The Satanist globalists want to reduce the world population 90%. They want climate change and other things, which they amplify and they don't try to fix, to cause famine. They want to vaccinate everybody to destroy their health. They want Obamacare so they can force biometric identification and tracking. That's why they have the long TSA lines. It's not because they're just going on strike. All of a sudden, they're trying to say, hey, we're going to just ramp things up. You won't get through the airline in less than 3 hours unless you have this rapid pass, and you'd be biometrically identified. Then they want to crash the economy, so they get rid of all your money in your mattress and in your bank or your own vault. And they want to outlaw even use of gold and silver as a proxy currency, because they want all your wealth in their electronic debit system in supercomputers. And if you don't behave, they just press Alt-Delete, and you can't buy or sell, save you, quote, have the mark. And by the way, it's not just a chip. It's not just a tattoo. It could just be the biometrics you have, so it opens the code so you can actually get access to your own cash or buy or sell things.
I think you hit the nail, and I didn't. I have to admit it, but you did. I think you hit the nail on the head with this TSA nonsense. They're, This is why they are all of a sudden, and it is all of a sudden.
And they haven't found a damn person.
Two weeks ago, we didn't have 10,000 people standing in line.
Right. This is all manipulation. The same way as they had these phonies go through the airports a number of years ago with so-called wires running out of their shoes instead of laces that they're going to blow up with C4 in their shoes. If you take C4 and put it in your hand and light it, you might be able to heat up a can of Sterno if you're in the military and you want to heat up some beans. It's not going to blow up, and if it does anything, and you even have these liquid, we call peroxide-type liquid cool bombs, all you're going to do is give yourself a bad second-degree burn in the restroom. You're not going to burn the aircraft down. It's ridiculous. So these fools that say they know about high explosives, or you're not going to take over an aircraft with tweezers and an eye care set of, nail clippers. Nail clippers are not going to take over an airliner, okay? So
somebody that can't fly a Cessna 152 is not going to be able to fly a jumbo jet and maneuver it right over the ground into the Pentagon World Trade Center. And if you do hit the World Trade Center, I guarantee you, you're not going to be able to change the laws of physics, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, they had to have a beacon inside the building. They had to have what's called a remotely Global Hawk flying system that was installed in ETANs that took over the aircrafts that were in the flight pathways of these American
airlines. Well, and the systems, those planes, this Boeing 757, the 767, had a hijack feature built into it. First off, they're fly-by-wire.
Exactly.
Fly-by-wire means they don't have hydraulic levers and pulleys,
right,
because these planes have gotten too big for that, even hydraulically assisted.
Right.
What they have are wires. In a few sophisticated cases, they're fly-by-light, which is light transmission. But it's a wire, and they have triple redundancy. And that joystick, what used to be the big stick in the center, is often now just a little joystick on the left or right side. The pilot, he's got it on his left, the co-pilot on his right. And it's a joystick, and it sends a signal, an electronic signal, to a computer, and that reaches the airlines and the flaps and everything. And the control surfaces are controlled via computer and triple redundancy. Because they're so big, these planes are so big, they can't do it any other way. Now, the way to prevent hijacking is they came up with a system where they feed that computer a special code, and then that code cuts off the commands from the cockpit, and it takes radio commands, and they can fly it anywhere they want by remote control.
That system has been operational in every Boeing jet since early 80s, okay? That's a fact.
Yeah.
It's just the same as when people say it was terrorists that did 9/11. Are you crazy? Do you know that this is a war game simulation where they're actually putting false icons on the screens by U.S. Space Command and NORAD? So when I hear people say other things, or directed energy weapons knocked down the World Trade Center tower with Judy Wood, who never, if she ever saw directed energy weapons, she'd probably have a heart attack because she doesn't know a damn thing about them. When I hear people that have alternative explanations that said, you aren't there, you don't know the people that I know, you're full of it, okay? I'm one of the few people that knows the entire facts on this, and I was the exit examiner of the Murrah Building, and I can tell you, knowing high explosives and nukes and the amount of energy required to turn giant girders of steel covered with 2.5 inches of asbestos to an atomic vapor, it's impossible. You can work out the mass of the amount of terajoules per picosecond necessary to convert this 30 to 40% of the mass of the buildings to an atomic vapor. So here's what I expect
only
happening.
Only a micro nuke.
Yeah, there's two things that are likely. There's going to be attempts on Trump's life. There'll be an attempt at a major terrorist activity on American soil, which is coming. We're going to get a bipartisan security bill if that does happen. Obama wants to preempt elections.
We may be looking not only at a false flag, but at multiple false flags.
Exactly.
Both in the United States and Europe.
Let me tell you out there, if you're listening from the NSA and these other agencies, you need to get a life. Most of Americans now don't trust you. Most of the people don't trust the media. They know that if you do anything, it will validate. And I have other people that I've been talking to lately about whether it's Sandy Hook or Oklahoma City, whatever, and people say, well, yeah, people died in Sandy Hook. I said, well, okay, give me names. Give me their hospital records. Give me information that proves that. And alternatively, if they did have people die, how can they bring them back to the school if the sick building was closed for years? That's pretty serious, isn't it? And we know that's public record.
We know that the school had been closed because of asbestos problems for at least 2 years.
Right. Let me go further, okay? If they don't think that terrorism is going to happen on American soil, they need to understand this is an astral sacrifice. It's a sacrifice to Satan. When they did the World Trade Center towers, remember those towers were in the same position of two of the stars of the Belt of Orion to their god, the Naga, the Chitahuri, as called by the creator Mutwa of South Africa, Satan, or in the Palestinians, the Dagon, which is their serpent reptilian god, basically the Draco reptilians, which are amphibious, of the ancient world of the Middle East. Now, people need to understand that. They need to stop. I've had somebody request yesterday. They want me to write a book, an alternative book about the real history of Earth. Well, what I haven't talked about, 90%, is that the history of mankind on this Earth has not been ever taught to the public correctly. Ever. And what they need to understand is that we have been in a galactic and a cosmic battle for the future of mankind for many, many millennia. We're not just talking about 5 or 10,000 years. We're talking about many millennia. That mankind's fallen before and risen up from the bowels of destruction. But this time here, this is the last time. We either pass the test this time or we're going to get annihilated. This is the last rise and fall of mankind. And luckily, I think we now have enough people that have woken up. If the government does anything or the globalists do anything, we'll catch them up. That's
why. You know why I think there's hope, and it's kind of similar but off the point a little bit.
Yeah.
When I go into grocery stores, I shop at Aldi, I shop at Fresh Market, some local stores, and occasionally I'll lower myself and go into Wally World, Walmart. But more and more, I am seeing organic products being sold.
Yeah, of course, and that's right. In fact, my wife goes there to get the best organic turkey or some, not everything, but a couple of products that are really unique at Wally World. Then she goes and shops at our regular local stores here in Hampton.
Well, Sam's has they call Dave's Bread, which is a really good organic bread. I think they sell 2 loaves for $8. But my point is, okay, it's similar to the political arena. We have been so lied to by companies like Monsanto that makes Roundup. By the way, Bayer, that makes Bayer aspirin, the big German firm, is now has given a bid to buy Monsanto, which would create the largest agro business on Earth. But anyway, so we've been lied to for so long about all this poison that they keep putting in our food. But more and more people are waking up to it. And if they weren't, they wouldn't be putting organic food around. People are paying more money for the organic food than regular food because they know about the poisons that are going into our food supply. So that's an example. I mean, it's hard to qualify this stuff, you know, sometimes. But you can see it. Walk into a grocery store and you see more and more from organic mustard, organic ketchup, to just organic cookies, organic meat, organic bread, organic milk, organic eggs, etc., etc. People are waking up and they're saying, well, I'm not going to eat that crap, you know.
You know how you can tell if food is healthy for you? Take a Woods lamp, which is a UV light lamp, put it over your veggies or your eggs, and if you flash it with a Woods lamp ultraviolet light and you take it away in the dark, if it's healthy for you, it'll fluoresce.
That's interesting to know.
In other words, it has life force in it. Same with veggies or fruit. You say the fruit, is that fruit still living? Flash it with a Woods lamp, take it away, and look and say, ooh, there's no fluorescence. It means the veggies may still look like veggies, may taste like veggies, but the life force has gone out of it. That's why if you take eggs that are, you know, free-range eggs and the chickens are pecking on the ground, eating bugs and everything, they got fluorescent eggs. They have actually food value and life in them. And we wonder why people's health is shot to hell. I mean, they inject people with multiple vaccines. I just got a request yesterday from a young girl named Jess. And all the schools in California are forcing the children to vaccinate. They can't force you. They can't say that a requirement is herd immunity, that you got to protect the other people in school. First off, if the vaccines were so damn good...
You got some real idiots in your state government in California.
Oh, yeah. Well, the problem is I call it intellectual superiority syndrome. These morons think they're really smart when they try to force, and these are doctors like Dr. Richard Pan, think if their herd immunity theory was correct, just vaccinate all the people who want to be protected and everybody else can do whatever they want. You can't get infected. So this idea that somehow, and then when they don't measure the parameters, do they have antibody levels that persist? No. They found, for example, the flu shot, the average, something around 50% of people between 30 and 45, if you give them vaccines, they'll produce an antibody response that'll last 8 to 12 weeks. That's it. It's always not the correct strain of flu. And then no one after that age or younger than that age develops any antibody response, let alone a T-cell clone of anamnestic cells that will increase in population. So all the parameters that tell you that the person has a persisting immune protection, very, very hard for them to prove with the current technology the way they're applying it. I know how to do it and how to test to tell them if they actually created, we call fluorodeoxy-labeled glucose antibodies against a pathogen to see if you have T-cell clones, cells that are increasing in numbers to fight a pathogen.
They don't care about that. They only care about the money.
That's why we're working on our vanilla-flavored IG-26 product that has all immunoglobulins and transfer factors for all the major illnesses, and we give it as a special vanilla-flavored powder. And it's probably going to come up later in the summer that it'll be ready
really?
For us. Cause, yeah. And you just take it every day, and it gives you all the pathogens for transferring to your immune cells to create T-cell lines to kill all the major human pathogens. So this idea of vaccines and so on is nuts. But remember, they're putting fluoride in the water. They're adding toxic chemicals and GMO foods and so on because they're trying to sterilize you. They're also trying to disturb with endocrine disruptors, normal sexual
and
human
dumb
development.
You down because that's what fluoride does.
They want to create a unisex. They want to create a drone class. They want 34 subclasses of so-called sexual orientation they adopt from the United Nations because they don't want a male and female
in
sex.
In schools now, they're teaching little kids that there's not just males and females, there's 34 different genders, and they're all equal, and it's all okay, it's all wonderful.
I read one of my reports on drugs. You know what it said? Is that they did a survey of white preschoolers believe that they can grow up to become black adults.
Good luck with that.
Not unless you go through the CRISPR protocol and we alter your genetics.
You can't make this stuff up. You know?
No, you can't make this up.
Here's a good one. And Mayor Bill de Blasio's in New York City, of course, he's a libtard to say the least, their Commission on Human Rights has now come up with a fine, up to $250,000 fine for businessmen, landlords, etc., that fail to identify in their forms and paperwork the person that they're leasing or having any dealings with by the gender identity that they want to be identified with. And it also, they have to use there's new words they've created now. Transgender people using just terms as Z-E and her, H-I-R. And if they don't, well, then they can be fined. You know, where do these guys get off thinking they can tear up the Second Amendment, freedom of speech, and all that, just at will?
Do you know what, I say to them?
Into their
bring it on. Bring it on, maniacs. Bring it on. You know, legally, we can fight them in the courts, which is what people need to do. And I strongly tell people,
well, not only should you fight that in the court, you should go after the individuals that pass that law or regulation and the individuals that enforce it. And if you can't succeed in the United States, you go to a foreign court because the United States courts will enforce human rights acts. In other words, we claim universal jurisdiction under human rights. And you can automatically pierce the governmental immunity of a government official in certain foreign courts and sue them on the basis of violation of human rights. And you know what? This thing cuts both ways. They say I have to, if I have a daughter and she's 4 years old and she goes in the restroom and some guy with a beard comes in with a dress on, oh, it's okay? Well, how about it freaks her out and she has a right to be in a restroom without some weirdo in a dress and a beard. And how about her rights? So that cuts both ways. We need to go after these clowns that are trying to shove this down.
Yeah, but you know what? You've got to understand what their plan is. And I've made the coined the term, so I want to get credit if somebody uses my term. They want to abolish wild human reproduction. Wild, which means
right.
They don't. What they want to do is, the government officials will say, if you're licensed properly, you can reproduce, but you have to submit your gametes to the lab, whether you're male or female. And by the way, you have to understand.
And you're going to have people Let me finish. Or Hillary.
You can have a punch biopsy of your skin, and you can make sperm or eggs from that punch biopsy. So you can have two lesbians that can decide to cross their genetics to create another female, or even to insert a male gene if they want a male child.
And you can do a hybrid, protocol, but
Let me finish, Tim. The CRISPR protocol last fall in Britain said that they can create now an individual with 34 to 36 different parents, whether it's mitochondrial DNA or alleles. They can now do that, and basically they can, you know, they can build a human from scratch, de novo, from different genetic.
And these clowns are smarter than God.
Well, you know, it says, you know, now they are in one place and of one tongue, that nothing is restrained from their imagination, including doing evil. And people need to understand that also means the end of the human race, because they'll create transhumans, which means, like the movie Zootopia, where they show all these characters that look like animals, but they're actually speaking and talking, interacting like humans behind desks and doing other things. If they think that's impossible, Zootopia is something they're trying to re-massage you with transhumanism, so that down the road, it's perfectly fine to have a dog or cat that will talk to you in English. And people say, oh, no, they can't do that.
I've had plenty of dogs and cats, and I don't need them to talk to me in English.
Well, I'll tell you, you're a cat lover. That'll stop your cat-loving days. They can talk back to you. You'll pull your hair out in 5 minutes.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. First off, a big thank you to people from Oregon, California, New York, Maine, Connecticut, Saskatchewan, Canada. People are logging on to landho.tv and they are purchasing land in the United States in sunny New Mexico for as low as $350 down and $99 a month. In 1 year, you own the land. These are usable parcels in a development that can only be worth more money in the years to come. Similar lots in the same development have sold for up to $15,000. So it really is a no-brainer. Visit landho.tv to purchase yours today via PayPal. Other mainstream investments are good, but they sit in a vault. Land remains a true investment that you can use while it can increase in value. Current land prices are already going up, and this commercial could be pulled at any time, so you must act fast, because when these properties are gone, they're gone. $350 down, $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. Right now.
Well, Tim, one of the things that's going on is Ryan, striking Puerto Rico debt deal with Obama. That's this new debt deal. Do you want to talk about that for a minute?
I'm not up on that. You don't normally hear me say that, but
let me give you the latest, because I know you have an opinion. They're apparently, and this Ryan is a monster, by the way. This is not just like a passive guy. That's why this idiot is coming out directly conflicting with Trump, because on a number of major issues, he's on the wrong side of the fence. So Paul Ryan is an arrogant SOB, and he needs to be stopped. Tentative deal with the Treasury Department on a rescue package to ease Puerto Rico's debt crisis, according to House Natural Resources. But it means all the people who bought bonds in Puerto Rico are going to get ripped. That means all the people inside the country that had any wealth whatsoever, pension funds, whatever, they're going to lose everything. And this is part of the deal that Ryan and Obama put together. I call a bipartisan deal out of hell to destroy the Puerto Rican people that invested in their own country. What do you think of that?
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew that there was discussions going on. I didn't realize they had made a deal. But
Yeah. The agreement represents a breakthrough on an issue that has been stuck in Congress for months. And of course, stuck. That's because Ryan will make the dirty deals with the devil, which includes the big banks and Obama, to shove this through. And we shouldn't put the label of whether it's Democrat or Republican. I call it the two sides of the snake party, the Republic crap side or the Democrat. Either way, you're going to get crap.
Well, we essentially have one party, the party of money, the party of the oligarchs, the party of the global banking cartel banksters, of the Khazarian mafia, of the criminals. I mean, we've had some of the worst criminals, especially going back to from the time they killed JFK. You got LBJ, you got the Vietnam War, you got Nixon, Watergate, et cetera, et cetera. I didn't like Jimmy Carter. I respect him a lot more now. But, look at the Bushes, Clinton, and now Obama. I mean, these people, personally, Obama and the Bushes and the Clintons, these are pretty vile people. I mean, they're sick. You had a cokehead bisexual in Georgie Jr., a cokehead bisexual in the current president. Bill Clinton, well, his wife was actually, he claims he was, she's not even bisexual, she's purely lesbian. But, he was a sex maniac and a rapist. These people are sick. That's the nicest thing you can say about them, is that they're sick.
Well, I think what's going to happen this year is I think Obama's going to try to go out with a flare.
Well, he's already trying. This bathroom bit is going over the top. Plus, remember,
you think they're going to enforce it?
They have this little thing where if you live in a nice neighborhood, they're now going to use federal money to bring in the ghetto, basically, into your neighborhood.
Wow.
They don't want you to be at peace or feel secure anywhere in America.
They should have a little map there with Obama dressed up one of these ghetto guys saying, "We're going to ghetto you. If you live in a nice neighborhood, we're going to ghetto you, sucker."
Yeah, well. And you can't make this stuff up.
Well, why don't they impeach Obama? You know why? Because our parties are so corrupt, they won't do it. Well, Tim will give you a call after the show to do a recap and add some more news items and issues. And do call in if you want to. Go to NutraMedical One, sign into Skype. If you want to make a question or comment or even come on air while we're on doing the live stream video with Tim.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without military funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote Liberty Media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.